Good morning, you lovely people of Audioboo and Twitter. I'm not really on Facebook. Sorry, the plane going above me here. I left the house relatively earlier than I normally leave the house, so I'm doing a good job. I thought I'd do a quick recording. I did a recording yesterday, but the Audioboo Android app that's available on the market, for the Android market, is rather crap, in fairness. And I gave my Twitter link, and it skipped, and you missed my Twitter link. So I'm going to try again now, and hope the Android app doesn't play silly beggars. My Twitter name is twitter.com/SundayTwist, SundayTwist, and you'll find me there. I tweet a lot, be warned. But if you would like to follow me, you can find me there, you can send me a tweet. Would love to have a few more followers. And I'm also at audioboo.fm/Emma L, all one word. And I'd love to have a few people to follow me there too. So I'm on the approach to the bus stop, and I thought I'd make a recording, and I can see there's a neighbour's cat out. So let me see if Duke, is the cat's name, will actually say something. So hang on now, walk over here. Hello, Duke. Hello, Duke. So this is a bit novel. I'll say hello to Duke. Hello, Duke. Come on, say something. He's not talking, aren't you? You're not talking. It's a beautiful white cat. Hello, Duke. You gonna talk to me? He's sort of scratching his, sharpening his claws. Come on now. Do you want to talk? Do you? Do you want to talk? He's giving me kisses. Yeah, I'd love to take you home. You're beautiful. He's giving me little kisses. Go and talk to the phone. So I hope you picked up some of that. Had to unwittingly say goodbye because I can't get to the bus stop. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's a white cat. He's really affectionate. And we had our little kiss. He kissed me and he jumped. He was sitting on a height. He jumped down. And he's beautiful, so I don't want to see him out, so maybe next week I'll make a bigger effort to come out a bit earlier and say hello to Duke on my way down. So anyway, sorry, got sidetracked. So also another thing I was thinking of on this Friday morning is, what are your views on, say, women or girls, whatever, who don't wear much makeup? Who may not even wear any makeup at all. And I'm probably one of those type of girls. I don't often wear makeup. I guess I champion the natural look. And my skin has always been relatively good growing up. You know, you get the teenage spots and stuff. But other than that, my skin has been pretty good. Which I'm lucky, I guess. And part of me was always thinking that was due to me not plastering myself with makeup. And growing up through the years, I had friends, sorry, another plane, that used to cake on the makeup, slap it on, and that was never me. I just couldn't be, maybe I couldn't be bothered, or I was quite fair-skinned, and I still am, of course, and I just thought turning myself brown or orange or whatever, or tanned in some way, isn't natural looking to me, and it just makes me look ridiculous. So you'd have a, I'm never really into fake tan or anything either. I think I'm fair skinned. There's nothing wrong with looking like I do, and there's nothing wrong with being, you know, pale or fair skinned, and I don't need to change to turn myself into something that I'm not. And that's something I've championed all my life. And I was just wondering what your views are. You know, could you contemplate going to the shop, going to work, going anywhere without having foundation, lipstick, whatever, mascara, whatever on? Or could you even go on a night out with no makeup on, which I've done before? And, you know, at least when I get home, I don't have to, you know, peel it off me, or in case I forget, so I wake up and the bed is covered in makeup. So let me know your views. I'd be interested to hear from them. And I'll speak to you guys really, really soon. Take care. Bye.